This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Discussion is underway in the Lok Sabha on the motion of thanks on the President's address to both Houses of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Mr. Gandhi said the problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it even though the country is growing. He also mentioned that the government's flagship program, Make in India, was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively. Earlier, moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bidhuri of the BJP listed the works done by the Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. He attacked the AAP-ruled Delhi government for allegedly not implementing various central schemes such as Ayushman Bharat and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the national capital and for denying people basic healthcare, housing and other facilities. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint session of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage. Leader of Opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and depreciation of the Indian rupee against the US dollar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today accused Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi of deliberately speaking falsehood about his visit to the US in December last year. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he went to meet the Secretary of State and NSA of the Biden administration. The External Affairs Minister stressed that at no stage an invitation regarding the Prime Minister was discussed. He added that it is common knowledge that Prime Minister Narendra Modi does not attend such events and India is generally represented by special envoys. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced that Prime Minister Modi has taken up a big mission to modernize and expand railway facilities in West Bengal and an amount of 13,955 crore rupees has been allocated for this. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Vaishnav said the railways has a massive investment of 68,000 crore rupees in West Bengal.
बंगाल में 68,000 करोड़ रुपीस का रेलवे का इन्वेस्टमेंट है मैसिव इन्वेस्टमेंट है ये और इस इन्वेस्टमेंट को ठीक से जल्दी से लोगों के काम में आए इसके लिए मैं आप सब के माध्यम से स्टेट के ऑनरेबल चीफ मिनिस्टर को रिक्वेस्ट करना चाहूंगा कि आप लैंड एक्विजिशन में लॉ एंड ऑर्डर में हमारी मदद करें जिससे कि बंगाल के जन जन को ज्यादा से ज्यादा सुविधाएं मिल सके.
A parliamentary delegation from the Russian Federation, led by the chairman of the Stadium of Russia, Vyacheslav Volodin, called on President Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi. Welcoming the delegation, the president said that exchanges of this nature among public representatives not only foster stronger cooperation, but also allow the partnership to remain contemporary and updated. The president stated that the positive impact of regular contacts is also evident in the broader inter-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Campaigning came to an end this evening for assembly elections in Delhi. Top leaders of political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters by holding roadshows, door-to-door campaigns, press conferences and public meetings across the city. Elections to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday. Over 30.58 crore unorganized workers have registered on the e-Shram portal till the 28th of last month. The Ministry of Labour and Employment informed that last year, from 1st January to 31st December, the e-Shram portal recorded over 1.23 crore registrations with an average of 33,700 registrations per day. And at the ongoing National Games in Uttarakhand, Punjab's Siv Kaur Samra secured gold medal in women's 50 metres three positions. 15-year-old Jonathan Gavin Anthony from Karnataka clinched the gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol event. Raminder Singh of Services bagged the silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.